to where we're holding here, let me review outside what we did yesterday. A few Mandiyamim came along, and they basically pointed out one point, which is that when the Halakha Lamaisa, we're going with Rabbi Yochanan now, we're not going with Rish Lakish, when we come back, Mirch Hashem with Rish Lakish. But at this point with Rabbi Yochanan, this Halakha Lamaisa Mishina, I said that if a person dies, or he's made for his wife's neder, and there's more stumim, it goes to the Dava, it's only something that's money, or something that's liquid, meaning immediately transferable to money. That is what the Halakha Lamaisa Mishina was. Anything that takes time to sell, then that is not included in the Halakha Lamaisa Mishina. If the guy would die and leave those things over, it would be considered like a mixture of Mufarashim, even though he didn't Mufarash it, and it would be Yechul Yam HaMelech. That means if he had three animals, let's say three Parim, and he died, the Parim would go to Yam HaMelech because they're not immediately sellable. Unless they have a Mum, then they are sellable right away, then they're liquid. That's what we said yesterday. Came along the Gemara and had a question. If that is true, so then if a person separates two birds, for his korbanos, right, he needs to bring two birds, and he separates two birds without specifying which is which, it should be considered that it's a mixture. So how can the kohen bring one for one and one for the other? If you're telling me that anything that's not liquid, it's considered a mixture, so these two birds are...
He didn't specify
which is the chatas and which is the ayla. He took two birds for his two korbanos, and we should view it as a mixture, which means he no longer can specify. Just like when the guy is made for the nedarim, and he has a non-liquid item there, we don't say he has a right now to pick and say this was going to be for the chatas, and this, we say no, we view it as a mixture, and it all goes to Yam HaMelech. So these two birds should not be allowed to be specified at a later date. That was the question. And yet Rav Chisda said they could be specified by the Kayan. So doesn't that show that non-liquid items are also considered stumim? That was the question. So the Gemara, Rav Chisda, the Amud Beis, Elohad Amar Rav Chisda, Ein Akinim Esparach El Il B'Kinos Abayim B'Fias HaKayan. Why? Why should the claim be able to specify? It's a mixture. A mixture cannot be specified. If it's stumim, it can be specified. But it's not stumim. You said that anything that's not liquid is not stumim.
Why can't you say specify? Why do you say mixture? Why can't you say specify instead of mixture?
He didn't specify. He bought
two. Considered.
Why is it considered?
Because that's the problem. Because if it's considered specified, how could the Kohen specify it again?
Again, let's step back. The guy can specify it when he buys it. And if he specifies it when he buys it, one is a chatas and one is an island. They're not mixed together. But if he doesn't specify it, it means he has two birds, didn't specify which is the chatas and which is the island. And now he comes to the claim with this mixture. What gives the right to the claim to specify it now if we say that it's considered a mixture because it's not a liquid item? And it's not a liquid item, the birds. We just said that anything that can't be sold immediately is viewed as mixed, not as future to be specified. A guy buys three parim, right? And then he dies. We don't view that three parim as something that can be considered stumim. Because since it's not liquid, it can't be sold immediately. We don't view it as money, and therefore, it's not included in the Halakha Lamaisa Mishina. So if that's the case, if a guy buys two birds for his korbanos, why are we leaving it for the kohen to specify later on if it's already considered a mixture? That's the kasha. So we'll start again at the beginning of the Amud Aleph. Amalei. So we answered him, no, there's a difference. And the difference is that Amalei Utameh, according to you, that you consider these two birds mixed in together. So then I have a problem. Because Haditnan, that which we learned, Lipshimingamriel says, Havi Shalish Behemoth Veloy Peris. The guy separated three animals and he didn't explain which goes to which. Horuya lechatas tikrib chatas. One is a keves, one is a kibsa, and one is an ayil. The keves goes for ayla, the kibsa goes for chatas, the ayil goes for shlamim. But he didn't say that. He just said these three are for my korbanos. The halacha is horuya lechatas tikrib chatas. We don't say it's a mixture. We say each one is as if designated. Right? So we see clearly that when it comes to animals that can be used, we don't say it's a mixture. Going back to birds, these two birds can be used as the karbanas. You can't compare the case of birds to the case of the three parim. In the case of these three parim, they're not usable as is. That's a mixture. The case of the two birds, they're meant to be used. They're similar to these three animals. They're meant to be used themselves. That's not considered a mixture. That's allowed to be clarified. These two birds, what's going to happen to them? You're not going to redeem them. You're going to use one bird for an island, one bird for a ratas. They're meant to be used. And we see from those three animals that are meant to be used that we don't view it as a mixture. We said automatically goes to where it's supposed to go.
Because it can't go anywhere else because they're all.
So who is answering this? I'm in the middle of talking. I mean, I'm trying to explain it. So Rapup is saying, just like we see by the three animals, that we don't view it as a mixture because they themselves go as a carbon. So these two birds go themselves as a carbon. Therefore, the halachas of liquid, non-liquid, and anagaya here. These are the birds that are going to be the carbon. And when the thing itself is going to be the carbon, I don't have this halacha that it has to be liquid. It is the birds I'm going to bring. It's not similar to the cases before of the beam or of the three parim that I can't use those items and I have to transfer them. So if I have to transfer them, there's a halacha called stumim mufarashim. Masha'en kein, here, I'm going to use these two birds. It's similar to the case of the three animals where I use the very three animals.
That's a big difference.
Can we hold horses, please? Can everybody please calm down? You're the second person. Calm down and give the Gemara a chance to point out the differences. Amalei, no. There's no comparison. Hatzam belakach v'asam rachmana. And for the Gemara, that Rav Simi Barashi is not happy with Rav Papa's answer. Because he says there's a difference between the birds and the animals. The animals can only be used for one thing. Therefore, it's considered as if he designated it. He said, this is the chatas. This, he didn't say it. But automatically, it's like he said it, because it has no other use. The birds, each one can be the chatas, and each one can be the ayla. There's not one bird that has to be used for the chatas, and the other bird has to be used for the ayla. Therefore, it's not comparable. The birds are similar to the liquid and non-liquid, because there's nothing that designates one bird automatically. Therefore, it has to be future designation. How can it have future designation? It's mixed. Teretz is, we don't say it's mixed. So why should a beam be considered mixed? Why should a three-partum be considered mixed? Birds are not considered mixed. Even though these birds are going to be for a carbon, but they're not pre-designated which carbon. You can each one for each. Whereas by the three animals, you're stuck with what it's going to be. So it's clear which one it's going to be. Therefore, it's not a comparison. So that's the machloikas, Rav Simi Barashi and Rav Papa. So Rav Simi Barashi, birds are like three parim. Even though these birds are going to bring for carbon, but you don't know which one for which. So it's a mixture. Terence says it's not considered a mixture. It's stumim. Stumim has a halacha of future designation. So why aren't the three parim considered stumim? Right. Rav Papa holds there's a difference. The three parim can never be brought as a carbon. These birds are going to bring themselves as a carbon. Granted, it's not designated for a specific one, but these are the birds that are going to be used. So to Rav Papa, this is the same case as the three animals. To Rav Simi Barashi, this is not the same case as the three animals. That's the machloikas. How do you view two birds? Do you view them like the three animals? Or like Dr. Harris and Dr. Bray Tyna, there's a difference. There it has one specific use that can't be used for anything else. And these two birds can be used interchangeably. Therefore, they're considered a mixture. If you consider those a mixture, this is a mixture. Rabbi Baba holds, no. Those things can't be used for a carbon. This can be used as the carbon. Granted, not designated, but can be future designated. Whereas that is a mixture and can't be future designated. I hope I explained myself.
But would the proper say, another way to say it, that animals, by proponents, are self-identifying.
You're saying the same thing I'm saying, right. Just saying it in less words. That's usually Dr. Schwab's job.
But the birds can't do that.
Right.
I refrain from saying that.
But it's still within the same process. I mean, because I have a zero sacrosphere here that says...
So isn't that there, Dr. Schwab, teaching me that we don't view it as mixed?
No, you're right.
That's what he's saying.
Isn't that the answer why it's considered...
Why again, which means it doesn't have to be liquid not to be considered mixed. Meaning he disagrees that all those things that are not liquid are not mixed. There can be future designation. They're called stumim. Again, stumim means allowed to be designated. Halacha L'maaseh Mishinai said, stumim has the Halacha L'maaseh Mishinai that after death or after Avtara goes to the Nedavah. Things that are not for future designation are mefurashim, are considered mixed.
Who said the part that future designation is considered stumim?
Well, it's considered stumim?
Yeah.
Well, you see it from the birds. The birds are considered stumim. The kain can pick which one he wants. That means it's not designated yet. It's not a mixture. We don't say there's a chatas and oila mixed here. We say there is two birds that one will be a chatas and one will be an oila and can be designated later.
That has nothing to do with liquid and not liquid, correct?
Let's step back. Those three Amoraim before told us that the halacha of stumim is something that has to be able to be used immediately. If not, it's not considered stumim. So what is it considered? If it's not considered stumim, what is it considered? It's considered a mixture. A mixture of a chatas and an ayla and a shlamim. It no longer can be designated. Because it's not a liquid item. Liquid items are meant for future designation. Things that are not liquid are not meant for future designation. That's what they said. That was the aside that Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said. They had arguments what's considered liquid and what's not considered liquid. But they clearly stated that if it's not a liquid item, it's not called stumim.
Right.
The birds are not a liquid item, and they are called stumim. We let the client designate it.
They're not liquid because why?
Because you can't sell it. You can't change it into anything. You
can't sell because?
You can't sell carbon. They were designated to have Kedusha Sanglop. You can't sell it. Middle value.
Within that, one of our kids, why is he only concerned about the coin? The Bible also blew it. He mixed it, Now, why can he do it? Why is the coin worse than the Bible?
The Bible can only do it when he buys it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, when he buys it, it's not mixed.
But he has now. Oila thing mixed.
He can't designate it.
The Bilem himself?
Cannot.
Oh,
he's only... Oibel kikas ha-bilem, oibasiyas kayan.
So, for me, he's asking on both.
I don't know what you mean.
I thought he was honing in only on the asiyas kayan.
He's asking this to never be able to be designated once it's mixed.
Even the Bilem can't do it.
The Bilem for sure can't do it.
I was under the pressure.
No. Rav Chisda is telling you halacha, by the way, you should know this halacha for future kachim, that when you buy the birds, the rest we'll talk about it, so we'll leave it for the rest. No, it has nothing to do with Kayim or the Bible. So the machlokes boils down to, are birds a proof to beams? Is the two birds similar to the three beams? The beams. Rapabaho, they're not similar. Because the birds themselves are going to be the carbon. those beams are not going to be the carbon. They have to be transferred. Therefore, since they're not liquid, we view it as a mixture, not a stuma. Birds are going to be used as the carbon. So they're similar to the three animals. And the Rav Rashi is saying, no, they're not. Because they're interchangeable, and those animals are not interchangeable.
How the opposite of stuman is mefureshes?
What?
I thought the opposite of stuman is
mefureshes. It's mixed. Now, there's two madregas and mefureshes. You're right. Mefureshes means designated. What if you have designated that got mixed? What if I had a bird that's a chatas and a bird that's an islet designated? And they got mixed together. It's mufareshes that got mixed. Can't do anything. What if you designated a bird as a chatas and designated a bird as an isla and they got mixed together? Yes. That's mufareshes. You can have mufareshes and not mixed. That's fine. You can have one bird as a chatas and one bird as an isla, and you bring the bird as a chatas and the isla as an isla. Mufareshes means they're designated. Now, two things can happen when they're designated. Most cases, they won't get mixed, and in some cases, they might get mixed. What we said before was that any item besides liquid items are considered a mixture rather than stumim. So if that's the case, the two birds is a mixture. Why are they considered stumim that you can designate at a later date? Rebaba's answer was, because the two birds are going to be brought as a carbon themselves, they're not meant to be transferred to anything else. Unlike the cases before, that they were going to be transferred to something else. And he proves it from the three animals. And Rav Simi Barachi says, no, the three animals are completely separate, because you know which one is going to go where. Well, you know, but you don't know that by the birds. Yes, doctor.
Minor points in my job. The opposite of liquid is still like invulnerable.
Right, okay.
The other thing, so just an overview, what is someone supposed to do? He goes to buy two birds. He should have a negative kana that he is planning on using these for a carbon, but he is not specifying which is which. He now can do nothing about it.
No. He can't say that. Mr. Krista said clearly that the client can designate them.
That's what I was about to get to. He can do nothing about it, but he takes to a client, and the client can now resolve
correct. The position. Correct. Now, so, that proves, according to Simi Barashi, that proves the previous Amaroyim wrong, who said that if an item is not liquid, it's considered automatically mixed. He's using Rav Chisda to prove the other one's wrong. And Rav Papa is saying it's not a comparison. Let's do the rush.
It's so painfully obvious that the example of the animal is not a great
food. I know, to me, these two birds are like the animals in the sense that they're being used as a carpet.
You know which animal? The other one is the cat to be.
That's what Rav Simi Barashi is saying.
I hear.
You don't hear the other swear at all?
I
don't hear. Okay. I do hear both sides, yes.
I would go with Dr. Harris there is, in the case of the animals, an intrinsic difference.
That's what Rav Papa is saying. That's what Rav Simi Barashi is saying, 100%. I'm not, you know, I don't pick sides and I'm a Roy. I have a Messiah teaching that I'm learning that it's not my job to pick sides and I'm a Roy. It's my job is to try to understand them, right? So I understand the two sides of the story. What I would say my own doesn't make a difference. I'm not here to pick sides. I'm not voting.
I'm just very happy if I can understand one thing. Wait to understand the other way is that it's part of how you do a carbon. You bring an animal, you bring a carbon. You're not transferring it to something else.
But on the other hand, you could have designated it right when you bought it.
But then you'd have a problem. You have to find 100%.
You'd have to, it's a job. You know, bringing a carbon ain't easy. Again, nobody is questioning Rav Chisda's halacha. The question is Rav Chisda's halacha disprove the previous statement that stumim has to be liquid?
I think you have to say that they're arguing about what is included in a particular class.
Correct.
Animals,
correct.
In one class, or are the
Okay, let's do the Rash. Zog the Rash. We skipped the part about Rish Lakish, which was a very long portion. Amalai. I don't know, but to me, it's almost more than halfway down the column on Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Amalai. There's a long Rash at the beginning. Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Amalai. There's a long rush at the beginning.
Yeah.
That belongs to the last rush on the Amud Beis. The next rush, Amalai. The Dibra Maskel is Amalai.
After Elohad Amar of Chizda?
Yeah, Elohad Amar of Chizda is the first long rush. The next one after that.
Only on the bottom, first, the wide line.
You have it all the way at the bottom?
First wide line.
Amalur Apapalur Simi. Utameh, the maestrously that you asked me, the behemoth haifas habistumim kamei mas. Right. Hadnan, hevi gimel behemoth, kivsa bekevis vayo. The loy pirish, and lahame elu le kabonas in zurai side, these are for my kabonas. Ruin lechatas kipsa loy lekeves v'ayel lushlamim v'amai v'amre minam behemah lav kamefreshes damim v'kibish loy pirish chatas v'ayel lushlamim. He didn't explain which is a chatas and which is an island, which is a shlamim. Hey, craven loy kliyah shem. How could you bring them? Nobody designated it's a mixture. Elavadai kamefresh dami kilu pirish chatas v'ayel lushlamim v'nikvas kol echad l'shem mashi. It automatically goes into what it is. Mashi Ruya. Period. Now, the next word is L'idach Perusha. That's Rish Lakish. So we're going to skip that. And go down, I don't know where you have it, to the one that says, Amar Loi, B'lokach Ba'asa Amar Rachmana. What?
The next line.
The next line? Amar Loi, B'lokach Ba'asa Amar Rachmana. Climber.
Again?
What? Rabbi Eichner, we're back to Rabbi Eichner. Climber. You asked him, I was asking you from Eifus, where each one can be a chatas and each one can be an Ayla. If the owner did not designate it, Alma have a kistumim, like stumim. Avaloi isusly midi mi behema. It didn't bother me from behema shloi pirish. Akalakas viachas nikvas to be mashi ruya. Each one is going to be what it's fit for. The mi mati lemeima hach de chatas tikravaila. Would you be able to mix them up? How can a cave of alkazachar? Period. The rest of the rush is going in Rish Lakish, and we're going to go back now and do the whole Gemara again. So to review the Gemara. According to Rabbi Eichanan, we had halacha l'maisha mitzinai, and the halacha l'maisha mitzinai started that a guy died with money designated for his kabbalas without having said which part of the money goes where. He died. The halacha l'maisha mitzinai said that it all goes l'ndava. Even though in this mixture is chatas, and every time there's a mixture of chatas it heads l'yam ha-melech, the halacha l'maisha mitzinai said no. Came along Rav Huna and said, this halacha l'maisha mitzinai is only said about money or liquid items that can be immediately transferred to cash. So we view it as cash. And by cash, the halacha l'maisha mitzinai said, it's not viewed as a mixture. It's rather viewed as a stumim. The halacha of stumim can be future designated, and if he dies, it goes l'ndava. But anything that's not transferable to cash is viewed like a mixture. And once it's a mixture, there's no halacha l'maisha mitzinai. That was the yesod that these three amoraim established. Came along Rafimi Barashi and said, so then why can birds be determined later on if we view everything as a mixture that's not liquid? Which means basically he's saying, once you put something there and you didn't determine immediately what it's for, unless it's liquid, you consider it a mixture. So how can you designate it later on? He could have asked them by animals. If I have two animals, one for a chatas and one for an ayla, right? Right, which can't be because one is in the cave and one is a zakar. Let's say one for an ashim and one for an ayla. They're both scharim, right? And I said, these are going to be for my two kabanas. I shouldn't be able to designate it afterwards because I didn't designate it at the beginning, so it's a mixture.
Interchangeable.
So, and you see, by ifas you can. So you see that we don't say it's a mixture. We leave things for future determination. We don't view non-liquid items as a mixture. We say it can be determined later on. We see that by ifas.
It's like it's unspecified.
Zuchtra Papa. No. Ifas, they're going to be brought as kabbalas themselves. That can be future determined. But items that are not going to be brought for kabbalas themselves, that have to be transferred, and it's not liquid, that we say is considered a mixture. Don't compare items that are going to be brought themselves to items that have to be transferred. Birds are going to be brought themselves. Dr. Timi Barashi, your proof from the three animals is not a proof. There, each animal can only be used for one thing. Here, they're interchangeable. Therefore, they are like the case of the beans and things like that. And therefore, since you see Rav Chisda says it could be determined later on, so you see you're wrong. Even non-liquid items are considered stumim, not mevarash. That was the conversation in this Gemara, according to Rabbi Yechonon.
What if he didn't have his butt? Not the butt. But
the butt. What? I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I don't know. Nobody's arguing with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is an accepted fact. Everybody agrees a client can determine later on. Nobody's questioning that.
How does that work?
That's the kasha Rav Simi Barashi has. The Papa said the fact that you're going to use those two karbanas, therefore they're not considered a mixture. They're considered stumim, because you're going to use them. He wants to say that which we said, that non-liquid items are considered a mixture, is when you can't use them themselves. And Rav Simi Barashi says, since they're interchangeable, that doesn't help us. Like Dr. Harris felt so strongly about. That you can't compare the two. So according to Timi Barashi, we slugged up those Mandi Amrim that said non-liquid items are considered mixed. We slugged that up. That's the Alokal Amisha Mishina was that Stumim, and the guy dies, goes Lindava. The translation of Stumim wasn't Alokal Amisha Mishina. We're translating the word stumim. Alokal Amisha Mishina was very clear. Stumim goes to the Dava. So money is stumim. That's the case of the Alokal Amisha Mishina.
Rebbe is translating as unspecified up until recently.
Animals that are omitless, that need some kind of
are not included in stumim. See, this whole Gemara is just translating the word of the Halacha L'maisha Mishinai. The Halacha L'maisha Mishinai said, Stumim has these halachas. Now, what is Stumim? So let's look at Webster's. Comes along Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and they said Stumim means liquid item. Non-liquid items are not Stumim, they're a mixture. Papa said, Rav Simi Barashi says, it's not true. I see from the halacha of birds that even non-liquid items are not considered mufarashim. They're not a mixture. They're considered stumim. They can be specified at a later date.
So, somebody's saying there's a
custom
over there.
Again, that James is revealing.
That's
not shot in stumim.
Right.
So why, again, Again, if I have a pasuk that tells me that this is considered stumim, why am I not transferring it to everywhere else?
We have a right to do that.
Who told these amaroim that there's a difference between liquid items and non-liquid items? Where did he get it from? His brain. His logic.
Not from
he had no pasuk.
Nothing, not using this to show us that this is part of it.
Rav Huna said non-liquid items are mefurashim. Rav Chisda says it's not true. Why differentiate? If Rav Huna had a pasuk, then you're right. He didn't have a pasuk. He said that on his own. He's defining the word stumim. What?
He says it has to be liquid.
Right. And we're proving from Rav Chisda that that's not true. Now, Rav Papa says it's not a good proof. And Rav Simi Barashi says it is a good proof. Let's now go back to the Gemara. I'm going to start the Gemara all over again. Amarav hun amarav. Loishanu alamois. What is considered stumim? Money. Abu Behema, Harika Mufareshis. Behema is considered like Mufareshis. Starting the Gemara on Chabav and Midbeis again, Amar Avun Amar Rav, where I started yesterday. I started yesterday earlier than that, but that's the same thing. Amar Avun Amar Rav, Lo Yishanu Alumbois, only by money. Abu Behema, Harika Mufareshis. Behemah is a non-liquid item, and therefore we don't view it as stumim. We view it as mufarashis, and therefore cannot be used, is not included in the, according to Rabbi Yisrael Halakha L'Mashe Mishinah. Because Halakha L'Mashe Mishinah said the word stumim, and we're translating stumim to mean something liquid. Money.
Can you translate your word now?
We're going to learn this more like Rish Lakish.
No, right.
Yeah, but the problem with Rish Lakish is it's not in the Halacha L'Maaseh machine. I said the word stumim. Therefore, it was very easy to learn this Gemara. What does stumim mean? We are translating the word stumim. The Halacha L'Maaseh machine said the word stumim. Now our job is to figure out what does stumim mean. But Rish Lakish brought a pasuk. The pasuk never said a word about stumim. So who told us that Rish Lakish, why should the translation of stumim make a difference in Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish learned this halacha that it turns into netava from Exeris HaKasav. The pasuk said, L'chol nidreyem l'chol nidvaysam. Hatayra amra, meiser neder, yehel netava. Now, did that pasuk never said the word stumim? See, in Rabbi Yechon, it was very easy. The halacha l'maaseh mishinah said stumim. Our job was to translate what is stumim. In Rish Lakish, it never said the word stumim. So why are we talking about stumim and mufarashim? Who says there's a difference? That's going to be the problem here. We were spending a whole amud on stumim, as if stumim makes a difference. In the pasuk, we never found that. The pasuk never said the word stumim. So why are we discussing stumim and mufarashim when it makes no difference? So let's read the Rosh on this.
Well, I mean, the thing is going to become an etzava, right?
Right.
Not every form is going to become an etzava.
No, of course not. Only l'chol nidreyem turns into a nedava. Right? The Gzeres HaKasu said that under certain circumstances they turn into nedava. When it can't be used for what it's supposed to be used, the guy died or whatever it is, turns into nedava. But it didn't say a word about stumim. So what is Rav Huna saying? So let's go to the Rosh. Now here it's going to be where we have to find the Rosh. Find, what's his name again, that you have? Waldo. Find Waldo. Here we have to find the Rush. The Rush is, in the rush that starts Avo Behemaloi, all the way down to right before the line, before the end, he says, Ulrich Schluckis.
That's the
last thing. Right? Well, the Rishlak is the yellow flaw, correct. Chavav and Midbeis.
7/8 of the way down.
Right. It's before Avonath Galai. It's a few lines before the next rush.
Lines
from the bottom. Well, the Rishlak is the yellow flaw. So what are we talking, Suman? Ikilufruchaba, Taima, the Kaisina Shema Bariha Sazman, Paris Elu Damam Lukatas. We have Shakriba Mambaila, Hilkahiyamabella. I will translate it right now. According to Ishlakish, this is not a conversation about Stumim and Mufarashim. According to Ishlakish, what Rav Huna is saying is a totally different thing. If you separated animals, who said that at a later date, he didn't say, this animal should be used for this, and this animal should be used for this, and this animal should be used for this. He separated three parim. Our fear is not, whether it's for Rashim or Stumim, our fear is that maybe because he can't transfer it to money right away, these animals stayed around, and while it was by him, he designated one par is going to be used for Achatas, to get a chazus. And one par is going to be used for an ayla. And one par is going to be used for a shlomim. And therefore, it's no longer a mixture. It's designated. We don't know which is which. We are afraid that he didn't leave it undesignated. Because these are non-liquid items, we're afraid that over the while, he had designated them already. So this is a real mixture. Not because we view it as a mixture. It is a mixture. He designated it already. Right? The whole thing of Rav Shlakish was that undesignated goes to the Dava. Undesignated goes to the Dava, whether it's animals or whether it's money. Because there's no Stumim, there's no Halakha L'maisha Mishina here. But the problem here is, who says this is undesignated? Answer is, because we assume that if he had money and he didn't separate them, he didn't designate it. Mashenke came by animals, maybe because he had it around for a while, he had designated one this way, one this, and we don't know. So we can't assume that these are undesignated. Maybe they were really designated already.
But before we had, Dr. Harris was talking about the three animals.
But these are the animals that can be used for carbon. He designated three parim.
Well, why do we switch off from the three animals that are only roy for certain things, the kisba, why we went back to this because
this is the case of Rav Huna. Rav Huna talked about animals that are not fit for the carbon. He wants to sell them. He has to wait till he gets a mum and then sell them and get a carbon. So this is going to take a while. So Rav Shlakish is saying, don't assume they're not designated. Anything that takes a while might have been pre-designated. Things that don't take a while, don't assume they're designated. Things that do take a while, maybe he designated them. We don't know about it.
Obviously, what happened? He died now?
Yeah.
What happened?
Go to the Yamamelech. They go to the Yamamelech.
Because there might be a copy of that.
Right. So going to a Shlaki, this has nothing to do with the translation of Stumim. It's a very simple question. Are these undesignated? Anything that's liquid, we assume is undesignated. He would have bought it right away. Anything that is non-liquid, we say maybe he designated them and we don't know about it. It's a totally different Gemara now. Now the question is going to be, what do people keep around for a long time and therefore we're afraid he designated them? And what are liquid and therefore we're not afraid he designated them? It's a whole different Gemara. Nothing to do with the word stumim.
There were
three cows that he needs to use for Nazir, which he can't. He said he was going to use it for Kabbalah and Ziris, which he can't. So now there are Kabbalahs that can't be used, so now long as you have to wait till you get them home, redeem them and buy the proper Kabbalahs.
So that's
there were some behemoths. In other words, they were separated, but not for anything.
But they were separated from Kabbalah to zero.
But he was wrong.
I don't know if he was wrong, but he can't use them. He didn't do an Abeira. Because he can't use a par for Naziris. He can't sell it now. He has to wait until he gets a mum.
Because it's a kosher animal.
If he designated a donkey for Naziris, it's very simple. Sell the donkey. He can't sell these animals.
Can you make a mum on an animal?
No. Kosher. No.
Redeem it?
No. So now the conversation changes focus now. According to his logic, the conversation is, are we afraid that he designated it? Or we're not afraid he designated it? So Rav Huna comes along and says, animals, we're afraid he designated it because it takes a long while to get rid of. Probably he might have designated it during that while. Comes along Rav Nachman and says, but Babamum, there's no reason to fear. Because Babamum, he can sell it right away. So why should we be afraid he designated it? So now all this discussion is going to be, did he designate? Did he not designate? So like the next rush. Abu Naskalai. Again, go down a few lines in that rush, and it goes to Rish Lakish. Got it? In the one Abu Naskalai, it goes down to Rish Lakish. The next rush, I have it on Chababa Midbeis. The rush begins Abu Naskalai. About halfway down that rush, it says the word Ula Rish Lakish, Einanim Karas Miyad. You can't sell it right away. Until you figure out the value of the bar. But Sarak Shas, and that takes time. He might have said that I'll use half or a third for Gatas. He designated it. Because things that take time, we're afraid that he designated. Let's go to the next rush. Afilinaska. The last line in that rush. Line in a little. No, you can get rid of bars fast. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid he designated it. Now, then the Gemara continues and gets to the birds. And we move to the rush. Elohal Amir of Chizda, Ein Akinim Misparshis, Vamai Hamaz Gemiri. What? And Sarah Shakari, he doesn't bring Rish Lakish in. Right. Sorry. Lie. Kavutas Kairis, Shakana, Kairis Labinian, Venimluchamacham, Aina Michael Rao, that she's Damali Adam Shatarlit. So we learned this in Rabbi Yechonon. It's the same in Rish Lakish as Rabbi Yechonon. We don't have to say anything different. Now we move to the one of Elohad Damar Rav Chisda, the long rush, which you have on Chamzayin Amid Aleph. Right. The Rush, about seven lines in, says a little Rish Lakish. Perushai, hachi. Kehecha d'amra b'peyma b'natzka b'sayr shokairis. Yishim d'ragul ha'shaysam. Chai shishem apiris. We're afraid that maybe he designated it. Hachanami b'mafrish, when he separates two birds, right? Maybe while he held on to the two birds, he had designated it. And if he would die, we should kill the birds. Anytime he buys a nest, he didn't designate it, he shouldn't be able to designate it later. He shouldn't be able to use it because maybe he designated it. Yeah. We don't say maybe he designated it. So the way he's explaining it is, how can he give it to the Kayah? Maybe he designated it meanwhile.
He forgot.
But Raj is going to get involved in a minute. He's telling you he didn't designate it. But that's what the Rosh is learning. So the Rosh is learning that the Gemara's question is, if he asked two birds, how do we know he didn't designate it? How can you let the Kayan decide? Maybe he designated it. Zog the Rosh Bekasha. I have a problem with this. And the Parach Midr Rav Chisda, I think it's supposed to say. Why are we asking for Rav Chisda? Livrach Mikama Mishnayas, that Nam Bem Kan Stuma. The Mishnahs in Kingdom talk about a Kan undesignated. All those Mishnahs are schwer. How can you have an undesignated Kan? Maybe you designated it. Alma de Mizbarinan, Achikach, you can separate it later. Apishay Pristumim. V'chi Teima, Gilch Abaylim, Aymim Shle Biruru. You'll tell me that all those Mishnahs is at the hut. The guy says, I never designated it. So Rav Chisda Nami Nar Bnei Kiyochi. So say Rav Chisda is also talking about the guy said he never designated it. If he's bringing you to the Kayan, isn't he telling I never designated it? So what are we worried about? Yeshleimer, the Das HaMaksha, the one who's asking the question thinks, the Ein Sum Davar Misparish, El Bishas HaFrasha Bishas HaSiya V'Lei Ben Kayan. No designation is allowed in between acquiring it and bringing it. Never. What? Right. Ba'ogi barach. Ma'atav aloy ifas. Im hifrish ifas stumim umeis. Nami chai sheshem ha'akak biruram v'yemusu. V'amar Rav Chisda. Why are you afraid? Why are you saying that he might have... Isn't what Rav Huna and all these people were saying is he might have designated it? But Rav Chisda told us you can't designate it only at the time of acquisition and at the time of bringing it. So why doesn't that prove to us that when you buy a beams, you don't have to be afraid he designated it? He can't. He either designates it at the time of purchase or the time that he brings the animals, just like by birds. The kasha is not, maybe he designated it. The kasha is even Rav Chisda that you can't designate once it's bought. And therefore, what are we afraid of in all these cases? That he might have designated, which is the way Rav Chisda learned? He can't designate it. Rav Chisda taught us designation can only happen one of two times, at the time of purchase or the time of bringing. He taught it to us by birds, but it's true everywhere. Let's read it inside. Zer is HaKasav. And therefore, Baal Kiparach, Amatav Lo'evet, Zim Hibishav Zim Meis, Tami Chai Shemach Kabir Rav Yemusu, Vam Rav Chisda, Almed Ein Davar Misparish, El Oy Bishas HaFrash, Oy Bishas HaZiyah. What are you afraid of? Again, according to Rishlok, it's this whole sugya was, you're afraid he might have designated. He can't. This question could have been asked much shorter. That which Damaroim said we're afraid he designated, but I'm a Rav Chisda that you can designate it. He brought birds in because Rav Chisda said it about birds. Really the question is, that Ratzimi Barachi is asking is, you can't designate after you acquire. So what are we afraid of? The guy bought a pile of beans. So Rav Chisda said, we're afraid that because he couldn't get rid of it right away, he designated part for one and part for the other. He can't, because the pasuk says, "V'lokach v'asa," either at the time you buy it or at the time you bring it. Zok the kash is assuming it's by everything. That's what the Rosh is saying. According to his lokach, that's the question.
How do we know
when he designated it at the right time when he bought it? Well, we asked him, did you designate it or not? If he didn't, the kind doesn't.
We're not talking about the dead person, though.
No, the dead person, we don't know whether he designated it or not.
So, in other words, the coin always has to ask him that he doesn't.
When you bought it, correct. Correct.
First, then, for Russia, and then the owner dies. You bring the Ayla as Ayla, and yeah, you...
Oh, the Ayla you can bring as an Ayla. Chatas go to death. So, the Gemara's answer was, the Papa answered him, you see by the three animals that you can designate it in between, you bought it, and Rav Chisda says, that's pre-designated, that's as soon as you bought it, it's designated. But you have to use it for that thing. It's designated at the time of acquisition. Not later on.
What's the case?
But he bought the three animals, one for contest, one that can only be used for that.
But he didn't.
He didn't specify.
But that's, I guess, an automatic.
It's an automatic specification. And the last one on Rish Lakish. Right, there is no other one. So we've learned the Gemara two ways. One, the translation of Sumim, and one, the translation, are we afraid of future designation or not? Merit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.